Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, one of the first things those joining us here on the radio side at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those tuning in through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Niecy B is making her first appearance on the program this half hour to talk to us not only about her journey in music, but how she's been able to use her music to be able to share a ministry as well. We're also going to be getting a fresh listen to her new single, Necessary, from her brand new album. Niecy B, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations to you, Niecy, and we appreciate you taking out the time. We know you've been really busy lately promoting the new album, and we definitely appreciate you being able to speak with us. You know, as I mentioned, we're going to be listening to the new single, Necessary, here in a little while. But before we do that, let's talk about what it's been like for you to be able to, you know, hear, of course, you know, your single, you know, is being supported on the radio. People, you know, your fans are being able to support you. What is it like for you to be able to be getting your music out there and to hear the response of people who are hearing it?
Well, first of all, I mean, with doing anything where you kind of have to, like, put yourself out there, I guess it's always the anxiety of what if nobody likes it or what if nobody wants to hear it. I think that alone, like, makes me enjoy what I do. Like, the fact that people like it, people want
right.
to hear me, you know? Like,
right.
you know, like, no, I don't know how it is for you being on radio, but sometimes hearing yourself is like, oh, my God, turn it off, you know?
Right,
for people to, like, really enjoy hearing my voice and liking my music and appreciating what I do, I think that makes it all worth it.
Okay. Well, you know, I can totally agree with you on that. I do not like to listen to myself either. So
right.
I totally understand what you're saying. But, you know, people are really enjoying listening to you. And this is something that's been going on with you for a while. I know over the weekend I had a chance to go back to some of your YouTube videos back from 2010.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you were, well, no, but I mean, you were then, you know, sharing your gift even then. You know,
yeah.
I think, you know, it takes a lot of courage to be able to, you know, put yourself out there as you said. You know, when
right.
did you realize you had this gift, Niecy?
Well, I've been singing since I was about four. And people would always come to my church because I grew up in, like, a really big full gospel Baptist church. And, well, of course, it was just a Baptist church then, but they became full gospel. But all these, you know, artists, these different gospel artists like Yolanda Adams, different people like that would come. And they will always say to my mom, this girl is going to be big and this and that. I don't know, but, like, growing up when you get hit with a whole lot of stuff, it's like you kind of disregard what people said
right.
or what people spoke over you at an early age. And I guess, like, 3 years ago, I'm just starting to see that, okay, these people were right. Like, this is going to work. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. God promised me this, you know, so... I guess now I'm really, don't get me wrong, I still feel like I don't want to hear myself or I feel like, oh, I don't, that doesn't sound good. I don't like the way that sounds. You know, I still go through that, but I mean, I'm really starting to see this is purpose being fulfilled. So I guess that's where I am now.
Yeah, yeah. And do you feel like, because of course you mentioned, you know, I think what is so instrumental for you and that has been your faith, do you think knowing that you were entrusted with this gift and that God had enough confidence in you to give it to you, that does that make it easier, knowing that if he believed that you could carry it, then you definitely could carry it?
Most definitely. Because if it wasn't for God saying, this is what you should be doing, this is what my plan is for you, I would have, you know, I don't know. I probably would have been doing something else. I'm pretty sure, you know,
gotcha.
But... knowing that this is what he promised me, abundance through and a good life through this, like, I don't know, that makes it easier to keep fighting or keep pushing, you know?
Right, right, exactly, exactly. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Niecy B. She's making her first appearance on the program. We've been talking a little bit about what this experience has been like for her, for people to be able not only to listen and enjoy her music, but, of course, knowing that they are getting something out of it. You know, I think, you know, one thing that, especially from the single we're going to hear, and I've heard it in a couple of other ones, is that it's your delivery, I think, that really welcomes people in. And it really, I think, helps them to see, you know what, she is like us. Do you feel as though people relating to you, Niecy, has made it that much easier for the message to get through?
Yeah, I believe so. Like, most of the events that I do are, like, youth events. And, I don't mind getting down and personal with them. Like, sometimes gospel artists or just church people in general will make it seem like we are so and healthy and we don't experience, you know, temptation. And if we do experience it, we're so holy that we shouldn't even address it. But that's not true. Like, we get hit with temptation. And I think that that's my place to kind of bring them in. Like, it's always, you know, a warm experience whenever I'm at youth conferences or anything with, like, young girls, because I don't know, like, I don't want to be getting my hands dirty and talking to them or telling them this is what happened to me and this is how I got over this and it happened to me too, you know, the same thing
right.
You're going through. So I think that's what I'm lacking. That's why they turn to secular, you know, because
right.
It's like the gospel, you know, industry doesn't really relate. So this cool. You can live for God and be fly, you know?
Right, right. You know, I think that's a really good point, Niecy, and I think there are people who, for whatever reason, in fact, I had a guest tell me recently on the show, and I thought it definitely hit the nail on the head, that they put God in the box, that God is, you know, God in himself is freedom. And so why would we put, you know, the way that we're able to express him in a box? And I think artists like you are able to show that, you know, that there is not just one way to be able to give honor and to give praise, but there are many ways, and that, you know, you have to find what works for you in order for you to be able to benefit. And I think that again is a good point you make. So when you were, you know, getting ready for the album, I mean, I think the title in itself, you know, Runaway Love, says so much in itself. Here you have, you know, this following, you know, tens of thousands following you, you know, on Facebook and Twitter, people being able to respond to you and to reach out to you. When the album was released, what was your hope? What were you hoping that people would take away from the music and the message?
I don't know. Like, I guess, I think my main thing is I always want people to hear my heart. I live the songs. Like, I live almost it going through what I sang about. And I don't know, like, I don't feel like, it may feel like you're alone when you're going through things, but once you come out of them, you look around and you're like, oh, I'm not the only person that was hit with that, you know.
You know, Niecy, you know, speaking, I mentioned, of course, your online followers. There was one thing I noticed early this morning that struck me, and I wanted to share it because I think it shows not only the power of music, but the power of the messenger as well. There was a tweet that you actually retweeted that came from a pastor that said in the tweet that his 15-year-old son, who was autistic, loved to listen to your music. And he said to you in the tweet, thanks for your gift. When you get a message like that, does it make it all worthwhile for you? Does that
it
is that
really
kind
does.
Of that pat on the back?
Especially that one. That one kind of hit home for me because I have a little cousin that's autistic, and I really watched my aunt fight for everything because the Louisiana school system is, like, so bad. But especially for kids that need, you know, special attention or special needs. And I really thought that resonated with me because he likes my music. Like, if she plays anything else, he'll, like, turn it off, and he wants to hear my CD. That has been going on since March. So for this man to tell me this, because autistic kids have, they have this thing where they're brilliant, but people don't know that, but they have to hear and go through the same routine almost every day. Like a change or a glitch in their routine kind of affects them.
Right.
Or it takes them out of, you know, who they are. And so for him to say that, that made me know that this is routine. He listens.
Right.
He wants to hear my voice. This kid that, you know, has been diagnosed with autism wants to hear me, not anything else, you know. So, of course, that, you know, that really, I was like, wow, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that, and I think, you know, you call it life music, and I think that is, I think, a great example of what life music is supposed to do. I mean, to
thank
make
you
feel like you're living. So let's get into the single here. Necessary is a single. My producer, Jeff, is queuing it up. Now, this is from the new project, Runaway Love. Talk to us about the single and how it came about.
Well, my producer, Teddy P, he wrote that song, and it's basically talking about, and let me say he wrote it so quick. One morning he just woke up and he was like, I got this song, we're going to do it. We didn't even like do like a reference or anything like that. We just went in and we recorded it, and it came out beautifully. Like, there weren't many takes. It just came. Like, it just happened. It was so easy to record that song because I could relate to it. And I don't know. And that song kind of fits my style more so than any other song on the album. Because I'm kind of like, you know, mellow. I like the soulfulness of that song. So that's one of my favorite songs. And, I mean, I don't know. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah, he is necessary, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So since we have you here with us, which is always a great honor to speak with the artists themselves, why don't you introduce the single for us, Niecy?
All right. Coming up is my single, Necessary, by me, Niecy B.
You're enough for me. freezing summer, a quiet thunder, an undercomer, or a forgetful learner. I need you like the flower needs the sun, like the tool needs another one to end. You are all that I need. You're enough for me.
Recording artist Niecy B with Necessary from her brand new album Runaway Love. She's actually joining us live here on Conversations to talk to us about the journey, about the music, the ministry, and what it's been like to see the response. You know, very powerful song there, Niecy. I should let our listeners know it is available through our partner Amazon.com for only 99 cents, or you can get the entire digital album from there as well. It is on iTunes as well. I should mention that. But Niecy, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, find out more information about you, as well as how you would like them to get their music as well.
They can go to my website. It's NieceyB123.com. That's N-E-C-I-E. 123.com, and it has a link to my Twitter, to my Facebook, to my iTunes, to CD Baby if they want the physical copy. It has everything there, so it's like one-stop shop.
All right.
It's everything.
And if you had to sum it up, Niecy, as to what you hope when people finish listening to Runaway Love, what would you like for them, to, other than enjoying the great music, what would you like them to take away that they could then share with somebody else?
I want them to be inspired. Just because a person doesn't do music doesn't mean they can't fulfill that dream or whatever it is, that vision. I want them to feel like they can come.
Okay, we seem to have lost our connection there with Niecy B. We seem to be having a slight technical issue there. We'll try to get that fixed before this segment ends. But, you know, I think one of the great things about Niecy B and what she was sharing actually in that song is a great message for all of us as well, realizing that, you know, we're not in this by ourselves. I think that's one of the things that a lot of people feel like, and that's why they give up, quite frankly. They feel as though they are alone. Well, that song let us know exactly what is necessary for us to be able to be complete, and that's what she's able to share in Necessary, as well as through the album Runaway Love. As she was sharing, you can go to her website. Also, the single is available on Amazon.com, iTunes, CD Baby. As she said, you can go there as well. Make sure you do visit her website. You can find her there at NieceyB123.com. Again, that's NieceyB123.com is where you can go for more information. And as she said also, you can find links to her Facebook and Twitter page there, YouTube. Everything is right there on NieceyB123.com. Going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll finish up with this half hour of Conversations Live with our resident chef, Bruce Treader. You're listening to us here at 92.3 FM online through blogtalkradio.com as well as through DCNowRadio.com. Stay with us.